Part 5.
I'll be damned, Jim said. He was standing over the headless body, and even though he had been the last one to arrive, he was the first to state the situation in such simple terms. Mercedes had not been far away. She had stopped for gas not 3 blocks away, and Andrew and Rhea had teleported and been there within seconds. The nausea from the jump meant that Andrew had to throw up in the bathtub, since Matt was busy doing it in the toilet.
You actually killed a vampire with your bare hands. I didn't think that could be done.
I didn't, Matt said. Not really. Cougar did. Maurice hit me and I sort of blacked out for a few seconds, and she took over.
I didn't do it.
Keep telling yourself that, kid, Jim said. It's not going to make it any less true. The cougar is part of you. Your souls are bonded, or whatever she said when we spoke to her in the park. What she does, you do, and vice versa, which makes you one of the few people in the Bay Area that Maurice is probably afraid of right now.
Mercedes stroked Matt's sweaty hair.
Give him a break, Jim. He's been through something really awful. His friends were hostages, and he had to kill someone. That might be just Thursday for you, but it's still new to him.
Right, of course. I'm sorry, Matt. What about your friends? Where are they?
At Wolf's house on 35th. I called them. They're fine.
Matt wiped his face with his hand.
They're going to go to the ER and then come back here. I told them we'd be done before then. I haven't told them about the dead guy in the living room, though. Any chance we can get rid of him?
How do you get rid of a dead body in San Francisco? Andrew said.
Well, last time I had to get rid of one, I dumped it in the harbor in 2 weighted boxes, Jim said. That might work again, but it takes some effort. We'll need a boat and...
Don't bother.
Rhea's voice was a little colder than usual. She walked over to the body, knelt down, and looked at it.
I know a trick that I don't do very often, because quite frankly it disgusts me. In situations like this one, however, I think it's justified. Somebody hand me the head.
Mercedes and Matt both shivered, but Andrew went to the place where the head had landed, grabbed the ears and lifted it up to examine it for a moment. He had expected the dead vampire to somehow look more human again, like in the movies, he supposed. Ernst, however, still looked like the monster he had been. His teeth sharp, his skin pale and white, and the almost complete lack of blood around the wound gave his head the look of a prop for Halloween. He handed the head over to Rhea, who unceremoniously grabbed it by the hair, put it on Ernst's chest, and folded his arms over it.
Usually, when I teleport something, myself included, I'm careful not to materialize myself inside something solid. That would be a quick way to a very messy death, so I try not to teleport to places I haven't been or to somewhere I'm reasonably sure I won't appear inside a wall or something like that.
Your point? Andrew said.
My point is, I also know how to disregard that knowledge, if you can call it that. And if I focus hard enough, I can send an object off without going with it myself. I think 200 feet should do?
She touched Ernst's body with her hand, concentrated for about 10 seconds, and the body vanished with the normal little pop of displaced air that happened when Rhea teleported.
200 feet? Jim asked.
Yes, straight down into the bedrock. Of course, if the San Andreas Fault one day decides to split right under this house, he might appear again, but until then he won't be found.
Rhea got to her feet and brushed her hands against each other like they were dirty after touching Ernst.
I really don't like to do that, and it takes a lot of concentration, so it's not something I can just do during a fight, in case you're considering that, Jim.
I was, actually. It would be a pretty powerful weapon with no defense against it.
But it's not a weapon, so forget it. At best, it's a way for us to get rid of some incriminating evidence without involving the local boat rental.
All right. Jim looked at the carpet, where several bloodstains were still visible. Some of them were from Ernst, but most of them, he assumed, were from Matt's friends.
Matt, I suggest you go meet your friends at the hospital. Andrew, would you stick with him, just to watch his back?
Sure, but we don't have a car. We came by teleportation, remember?
Take mine. It's parked just two doors up.
Jim tossed him the keys.
And, Matt, maybe you want to tell your friends a little bit about what you do for a living, if you haven't already? I think they deserve that now.
I will. Matt looked almost relieved. He hadn't exactly kept his job secret from his friends, but he had never gone into details. Now they would get the whole story.
When Andrew and Matt had left, Jim looked at Rhea and Mercedes.
Rhea, you and I have to talk to Alani as soon as possible.
We just saw her a few minutes ago, Rhea said.
Well, we'll see her again. We need to make sure that Maurice doesn't call some kind of blood hunt on Matt. I wouldn't put it past him to put a price on his head, and we need Alani to veto that. Even though the kid can take out a vampire, which is something I'm still impressed by, he's going to have a hard time fighting his way through 10 or 20 of them.
All right, I get your point. Let me call and find out where she is and if I can teleport us there.
Rhea got out her phone, while Mercedes got to her feet as well.
What about me?
What about you? Jim said. I thought you had planning to do.
I'm still part of the team, even though I'm up to my butt in flowers and cakes.
Of course you are. But frankly, there's nothing you can do here right now. And if Maurice decides to go after you and your family, you might want to be near them to protect them.
Protect them?
Mercedes shook her head.
Look, I don't have cougar powers. I can't rip the head off anyone. You said bullets don't work on them, and my trick with Connie's pepper spray will only work once. What am I supposed to do? Write them a strongly worded letter?
You're supposed to make sure none of your guests decide to take a stroll outside if it can be helped, for instance. Or if they do, get a hold of Rhea or me. I would say Matt, too, but right now I think he's earned the right to take the rest of the night off.
Mercedes gave a frustrated sigh.
You know, Jim, there aren't any of us that stand a chance if a bunch of vampires decide to attack us. It would be nice if we could actually do something instead of just sitting around and waiting for Maurice to make his moves.
Well, I think what happened tonight gave him some idea of the resistance he's facing. With Rhea's performance the other night, he's aware that it's not just an immortal and his human friends, but a bunch of people with special skills and powers.
A bunch?
Mercedes laughed a hard laugh.
He's met all of the ones with powers now. Andrew and I? What do we do?
You count on the rest of the team. Mercedes, I have complete confidence in you. You're a lot tougher than you look.
Fine. I'll just go home and have dinner then.
Mercedes flapped her arms in a mocking gesture.
I'm sure nothing will happen. I'll just head home and put on my apron and cook dinner for my new husband. Maybe I'll bake a cake for tomorrow. How's that?
Come on, Mercedes,
Jim said.
No, I won't come on. I think it sucks that I have to take a back seat. Yes, I'm stressed out, but I want to do something that matters.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Jim blushed. She was, of course, completely right.
Look, I'm sorry, Mercedes. I'm sorry if I've sidelined you. I thought it was what you wanted. Time to plan the ceremony and everything. But I really am serious. Your family needs to be protected.
their innocence, just like Matt's friends. They don't deserve to be caught in the crossfire.
Mercedes looked like she cooled off a bit.
Okay. Apology accepted. And I'll go along with it, for now. But when I come back from the honeymoon, I'm back on the A-team. Agreed?
Absolutely. Jim held up his hand. Scout's honor. And actually, there is something you can do.
Go check on Bob. He might be on Maurice's list of my friends and associates as well. I will.
Mercedes headed for the door.
I'm actually kind of curious. He told me he's bringing a date for the wedding.
Jim's eyebrows went up.
Really? Sounds like Andrew came through then.
What?
Long story. Just check on him and send me a text or something later. Even though I'm pretty sure we scared Maurice off for the evening, I'd like to know you get home safe.
Will do. See you tomorrow.
Mercedes headed out, and Rhea hung up the phone at the same time.
Alani is in North Beach. I told her to meet us by the Saints Peter and Paul Church as soon as possible. I'll take us there. Hang on.
Jim gritted his teeth against the coming nausea as he and Rhea vanished and appeared in the soft dusk next to the church. The little park, which during the daytime was filled with tourists and locals, was slowly filling up with the homeless people that slept there every night. Jim looked around and saw Alani coming down the hill, walking with fast strides. She crossed the street and headed in their direction. Jim felt his stomach make a lurch from the teleportation, but then settled down again. Gratefully, he took a deep breath and faced Alani.
"You had something important to discuss?"
Alani said as she reached them. She wasted no time with pleasantries.
"We do. Maurice and his men just made an attack on one of my associates."
"I told you it was coming,"
Alani said and looked at Rhea.
"Is your associate all right?"
"He's fine, but he's in a different kind of danger now. He killed one of Maurice's men."
Alani looked like she didn't know if she should be impressed, angry, or scared.
"How exactly?"
"Ripped his head clean off. I think it's safe to say that Maurice will think twice before confronting him one-on-one again. But I'm worried that he's going to turn the rest of the vampire population against him in a blood hunt."
Jim lit a cigarette. He hadn't smoked while they were in the apartment, and even though he didn't really feel like smoking right now, it was a habit of his.
"He could do that," Alani said. "He would have to present it to the regents, and Diego would, of course, agree."
"But you can veto it, am I right?"
"I can, indeed. However, I'm not sure that would be a wise decision for me to do. Not only would it put my allegiances out for all to see, but I also have to think as someone who is a member of this city's vampire population. Your employee is a wild card, and having wild cards in the city can be dangerous."
Jim didn't believe what he was hearing.
"You think he enjoyed killing a vampire? He's totally in shock. He's a good kid who has never killed anyone before."
"The first time is always the hardest," Alani said.
"Bullshit," Jim spat. "You can kill for many different reasons. Matt chose to kill to save his own life and the lives of his friends. That's self-defense in my book. People all over the country shoot people down with handguns for less every day, and I don't see you calling a blood hunt on all the gun merchants."
"Of course not. A gun can't hurt us," Alani said. "But I see your point. I will return to the Elysium and speak against the hunt."
"Is that going to be enough?" Rhea said. "I mean, what's to stop Maurice and Diego from doing their thing anyway?"
"Maurice still has to play by the rules until the election. The hunt requires the order of the prince or both regents. That is the law."
Alani smiled for the first time.
"Of course, if it was Diego your friend killed, I'm suddenly the only regent."
I don't think so. He didn't look like a Diego to me.
Then it was most likely Ernst, their compatriot. He was the one who kept them to the very rules we are now trying to enforce.
Alani sighed.
I will actually be relieved when the election happens. If Maurice is made prince, I will be leaving the city at once, and if he isn't, things might return to normal.
You mean you won't help us kick his ass if your guy loses? Even if hundreds of people are going to get killed?
Rhea said.
I don't believe you. You must be the coldest and most disloyal bitch I've ever met, and I've met quite a few.
Alani took one step toward Rhea, which made Rhea flex her mental muscle and make an invisible barrier spring up between them. The expression in the beautiful woman's eyes was hard to read, but Rhea thought she saw both anger and hurt in it.
My allegiance lies with Prince Lamort, Miss Weston. He is my sire, if that expression makes any sense to you. My existence, my immortal life, all this came from him. Before he embraced me, I was a poor prostitute in Honolulu many years ago. If he tells me to help save this city, I will do my best to save it. But if he says he wants to leave, I am packing my suitcases and taking them to the car before the next sunrise. You speak of being cold? You don't know what it is to be a vampire. Even the smartest and most perfect human is, to me, something lesser than myself, something different. I might have been human once, but I've evolved since then. Loyalty to me means loyalty to my maker.
Hey, enough, you two,
Jim said, putting one hand on Alani's shoulder and reaching for Rhea's with the other. His hand was stopped by her mental shield. Alani, we understand why you do what you do. It's nothing personal, I assure you.
Speak for yourself, Rhea said.
Okay, I will. I understand why you do what you do, and as long as our goals are the same, getting rid of Maurice, then we're still all on the same page. Now, we'd greatly appreciate if you'd stop the blood hunt on our friend Matt. Okay?
Alani took a deep breath to compose herself, and suddenly the dark energy that had emanated from her was gone again. Instead, she looked just like the beautiful young woman she appeared to be.
I will. I will send you a message later about the results. Goodbye, Jim. Miss Weston.
She turned on her heel and began walking up the hill again.
I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, Jim, Rhea said. But I swear I don't know what you saw in her. For the last time, I didn't see anything in her. It was just a one-night thing.
Okay, I'll stop bringing it up. But I tell you, there's just something about her that pisses me off.
Rhea shivered and lowered her shield again. Let's get back to the house. We'd better check up on all the others throughout the night. Jim put out his cigarette.
But let's take a cab. I think I've teleported enough for one night, if I have anything to say about it.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.